Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way. Whoop, whoop.
Hello and welcome. We're back. It's the first show of the year. It's technically last year when we're recording this, but it's the year in review. Episode number 505. Thank you very much for joining us. Of course, my name is Brian Beckner. I'm joined, as always, by the great Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy? How was your Christmas?
It was good. It was good. Just a whirlwind of activities over a few day span, but good. It's nice to be back and in the flow. I know you at this point of people listening, you'll be on your what is it? Strong 90 or whatever it's called.
Come on. You know, I mean, that is...
I honestly forget. It's a number of days.
That's right.
That goes till...
Yes.
It's not three full... It's 75?
Yes. 75
strong?
Hard.
75, hard. Okay.
75 hard. And I laid out yesterday on an Instagram live the conditions for 75 hard, because people are asking me lots of fucking stupid questions. And also, I didn't make it up. Like, I didn't invent this mental toughness challenge. I just said I was going to do it. And now everybody's like, yeah, but it's cold here. And I'm like, I don't fucking care. I don't care if you complete it. I care if I complete it. And I just told you so that you would know I was doing it. And then I'm accountable to the world, to the audience. So yes, Ed.
I'm supportive for all of you.
That's right.
I want you all to conquer your demons and achieve your dreams. I will not be participating.
Yes, understood. And someone else who will not be participating. He is here.
How do you know?
He is here in the workshop, as he has been several times previously, right near my essence, where he likes to hang out. It's the great Travis Rogers. Travis, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm great. I will not be doing 75 hard either, Ed, and I'm anxiously awaiting watching Bri and whoever else that I may run into that may be partaking, but it will not be me.
It is, and Ed, there is something to this that helps me understand your mindset, because I know that as of a week from today, I will be giving up any and all vices. Travis came over.
The vices are what make the world go around.
Yeah, but you get them after 75 days.
Oh yeah.
Travis came over, and this time I didn't force the guest to bring beer. I actually had beer, but Travis was nice enough to show up with a 6-pack of Moosehead.
Oh,
are you familiar with Moosehead, Ed?
Yes, I've had it.
Oh yeah,
and I enjoy it, but it might have been a decade ago.
Yeah, you don't see it too often. Delicious, Canadian lager from St. John, New Brunswick, Canada.
I don't know if that's a made up place.
Wow, unbelievable!
Every time when I was a kid, we would go to Coco's, like maybe once every other week, to go out to dinner with my family, and my dad would ask the waitress at Coco's, "You guys got Moosehead?"
Oh, yeah, never had it.
They never had it, and he'll still ask people if they have Moosehead at places, and no one has had it since 1987.
I mean, in his defense, Moosehead was around in the 80s.
That was its heyday, I believe.
Yeah. I don't think you'd catch it at Coco's, but
he was hoping.
Yeah.
Well, he was hoping that in the two weeks it had gone by.
I remember my dad having an occasional Moosehead 6-pack in the fridge.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No.
It's the dad beer of choice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the OG Canadian lager.
Labatt's.
Yeah. Labatt's. Molson Golden.
Oh, yeah.
All of the above. Yes. Okay. We're here to review everything that happened in the year 2023. And also, we're going to give away the Luke Leon, and we'll enlist. We're going to go live on Instagram when we do that. And we're going to have Travis participate in the giving away of the Luke Leon. And we got it up to, because I really bitched last week, so we were able to get it up to 42 total contestants, one of which I added after they specifically said not to add them. So we can discuss that later, but pretty exciting if you stay through the end. And if you're not a Red Circle subscriber, you're probably not going to hear who won the watch, so fuck off. Click the link in the show notes and sign up. It's $5, you cheap fuck. Okay, Ed, what happened in 2023?
All right, we're going to break the months out into newsworthy things, important news, and then the rest in peace portion of the month.
Okay, I like that.
All right. January 6th, Prince Harry revealed he had a frostbitten penis while attending his brother's wedding.
Yeah.
January 9th, Georgia beat TCU 65-7 in the national championship game. January 13th, Vegas Golden Knights goalie Robin Lehner filed for bankruptcy relating to his purchase of an exotic snake farm.
Fuck yeah, he did.
January 22nd, Shakira figured out her husband, soccer player Gerard Piqué, was cheating on her when she noticed someone was eating her jam in the fridge, and it was his side piece. The 23rd, Pam Anderson accused Tim Allen of flashing her on the set of Home Improvement. The 24th, Scott Rolen was elected to the Baseball Hall of Good.
Well,
and on the 30th, Mexican mollusk diver's head bitten off by a 19-foot great white shark.
I mean, that's how you want to go, right? Like,
it's quick.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's probably 1 minute of 1 second of terror, and that's it.
If you're going to be consumed.
Yeah, if he gets his legs bitten off.
Yeah,
and he bleeds out. It's right. Going to be much worse.
That sparks the frenzy. They'll feed in a frenzy. Yeah. That's
usually,
what they do.
Usually, though, a white shark. I mean, this is a 19-foot animal. Usually, one bite, it's hitting anything it needs to hit that you bleed out within seconds. Like
night termite.
Yeah, your history. I mean, it's
but
yeah.
I feel like Vegas Golden Knights goalie Robin Lehner probably will have a painful death at the hand of animals as well.
Yeah.
I have a question about that. Is there a type of snake farm that isn't exotic? Do you raise like common snakes?
Yeah.
Like do you just have like a boa constrictor farm? I feel like there's pythons and cobras in all snake farms.
As someone that grew up with, I never had a pet snake, but my brother had one and lots of my friends had one.
Why?
Because they were cool at the time.
No, they weren't.
But what I...
What? Maybe, did you come from the future? Because it's not. It's never been cool in my life.
Super cool. And
what type of snakes did they have?
Boas.
Okay.
Pythons. Of course. They were beautiful and exotic. And look, I'm not going to lie. There was a time when I did throw my buddy Brian's snake on my shoulders and hop on a beach cruiser and ride down to the boardwalk and ride around with it.
You were a snake guy.
Yeah, I did.
You were a snake guy.
Yeah, and did you do that?
Did you also get a parrot and show up at a bar with a parrot on your shoulder?
And you know what he said when he got there? Why is everybody looking at my parrot?
Jeez.
Guys, I'm right here. Why is everybody obsessed with my snake?
But my thing for Robin Lehner is that this is a bad business because everyone I've ever known that had a snake eventually surrendered the snake to somebody who was better able to care for snakes. So
in
this
adulthood.
Yes.
Don't you? Yes. You turned 14.
In adulthood, Michelle and I had a fish.
Oh, yeah.
And then we were going away and we're like, well, what are we going to do? We don't know our neighbors yet. And so I took that fish and I went to a fish pet store and I just left it on the counter and took it off.
Don't you just let the snake go when you're done? Just put it out in the backyard and let it go.
That's why we're having issues in the Glades.
Oh,
the Glades are lousy with pythons.
Well, that's their natural habitat, no?
No.
Oh,
I don't know. They've been released.
This is why I don't have a snake. I don't know how to do it.
The Glades are lousy with pythons.
Let it go in the front yard and hope that the lawnmower gets it.
Jeez, Trav. Beautiful animals. Ed, quickly.
Sadly, we lost.
Just tell us it was dead. I won't play it every time. You gotta hear it at least once, though. Just tell us it was dead now.
It's a sad segment. Very sad. Very sad. And it
will not be enough. And also, shame on Gerard Piqué for. I get that he's a Spaniard. Look, I get that he's a Spaniard, and a Spaniard needs it. They're swarthy. they have meat. They're warm blooded. And look, he probably needs to be drained often. And Shakira, she's on tour. She's dodging taxes. You know, she's not around always to do her wifely duties. Now, some could say, hey, assign that to the staff.
Yeah, staff that out.
Yeah, have a drainer. You're very wealthy. Have a drainer.
You're saying get his own Mildred Baina, but pull out.
Exactly. Remember Remember, I think this was glossed over in the documentary, which I did not watch.
I watched it.
The, what's his name? David Beckham. Bex. He was found to be sexing his personal assistant, who was female for some reason. And he was really slaying her. And I think that was an understood thing. He's like, look, Posh, I'm going to be on the road, you know, with the team. He has
a friendly in Argentina.
Yeah. So, yes, yeah, I'm going to be doing friendlies all over the world.
And in his hotel room.
Yeah, yes. Get me. I'm going to just have a drainer. And that way, you know,
it's basically a medical procedure. Yes,
have a drainer now. But this Gerard Piqué, this,
get the poison out.
Yes, get it out. You make bad decisions if you have that in you.
I'm more preoccupied with the jam. Like, I like to keep track of what I have in the fridge. Yeah. But if somebody took a couple of spoonfuls of my jam, I don't think I'd notice.
I remember this story where she said, my kids and Gerard dislike jam. And so I noticed someone had been eating it. Yeah. And I know I'm the only person who eats it, so I knew something was up.
Yeah, that's, yes, there's something happening outside. Yeah, that's, I mean, look, props to Shakira, because this is a lesson to all men. Your woman has the ability. Like, if you're out there fucking around, she knows. She
turns into Columbo.
Yes. She's checking the jam. She's getting you to talk in circles. Like, she's playing chess and you're playing poon checkers.
Hey, Gerard Piqué. Just one more thing.
So, but I mean,
kicking a ball, bad at thinking.
Shakira's quite possibly one of the three greatest pieces of ass on the planet. I mean, it just, you're not going to do much better than that. And of course he cheated down. He
didn't do better.
Yeah. Well, he traded
a little too far down. Yeah, he went tiers down.
He did. He's going to regret that eventually. So, Ed, who died in January?
We lost. January 5th, we lost Earl Bowen, frequent sitcom guest star and Sarah Connor's psychiatrist in T2.
Great bowler. Years old. I had all those 300 games back in the day, Earl Bowen. One of my all-time favorites.
January 7th, Adam Rich, a.k.a. Nicholas from Eight Is Enough, 55 years old, overdose. Yep.
Death by haircut.
The 11th, death by bowl cut. On the 11th, Charles White, USC Heisman winner, 64. He put some mileage on that heart of his.
He used to smoke a lot of crack. And also, he was a contestant at one point on American Gladiators. And I think he might have ended Malibu's career.
Oh, he trucked him.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Malibu was just a pretty boy with long hair who did a lot of steroids. Yeah. Charles White won the Heisman Trophy.
Won the Heisman Trophy. Right. And he was on crack.
Quarterback.
Yeah.
Charles White didn't win the Heisman Trophy making people miss.
No. They had to do that thing where they ran through the paper. Yeah. You know, they did all these.
Low man wins,
they
Bri.
Did these documentaries on American Gladiators. And you know, there's that documentary.
They're both terrible, by the way.
Yeah. You know, there's that documentary about.
They really were bad.
About goons and how the psychological torment and the PTSD of having to be the guy on the hockey team that knew he had to fight every night. I guarantee the American Gladiator that was on the other side of that paper has a similar feeling where he's like, fuck, I might get lit up by Charles White. I don't know. He's, you know, he doesn't know.
He might not come through, but he might. Not.
And it's like almost worse if he doesn't, you know, because I'm going to shit myself right here.
All that adrenaline for nothing.
Yes. R.I.P. Charles White.
January 13th. Robbie Knievel, 60 years old. Wow. Sadly, it wasn't like during a stunt. I think he just died from like cancer or something.
Also,
if you're going to be a Knievel, go out over the Snake River Canyon.
That's right. That's right.
You guys think Evil was a good dad?
Probably not.
Also, we should put Robbie on the young old guys bracket because when he was jumping Caesar's Palette on Fox in 1995,
that's incredible.
Yeah, I thought he was 61 years old then. He only lived to 60.
On the 18th, David Crosby, 81 years old, another guy who outlived what he should have lived. That guy was doing all the drugs.
Oh, yeah.
25th, Cindy Williams, a.k.a. Shirley, the hot one Laverne and Shirley, 75 years old, dated the Big Ragu.
Yeah.
The 30th, racist wife-beating piece of shit, Bobby Hull died, 84 years old.
But his hairpiece lives on. Now, quickly with Cindy. She, I believe, was
she's
it
cute.
Was it Lenny or Squiggy that was obsessed with her?
Squiggy.
Squiggy. Squiggy was obsessed. Oh, because Lenny was obsessed with Laverne.
Lenny and Laverne. Well, you needed a man of a certain carriage to handle Laverne. Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
Squiggy was in not compatible.
No, Lenny and Squiggy.
No, with Squiggy, they were.
Special
were they living on their own, or
yeah.
was somebody check like
ten? They had a,
was there a handler just offset that helped him get the applesauce to their lips?
Like, there's no way that they let those people have a working kitchen.
No,
Fisher Price kitchen.
I mean, a gas stove, not even a hot plate. Ed.
Yeah.
Now,
what was up with the big ragu?
Big.
Yeah,
how'd he get that name Big?
Yeah.
Guy was 5'3".
He could dance.
Put on those little capizios and danced his way into your heart.
I believe he died recently, too. That might have been on last year's
Year in Review. I think it was last year.
Yeah.
I think he was a 2022 death. February 1st, Tom Brady retired yet again. The 5th, Harry Styles won Album of the Year at the Grammys. The 7th, LeBron passed Kareem on the NBA all-time scoring list. On the 11th, Brett Favre filed defamation lawsuits against Shannon Sharp and Pat McAfee for clowning him for being a piece of shit. I think those lawsuits have since been dropped.
Yeah.
On the 12th, the Chiefs defeated the Eagles 38-35 in the Super Bowl. Chiefsaholic, a bank robber who dresses as a wolf, was paroled so he could attend the game in Arizona.
You're talking about Xavier Bubadar, right? Chiefsaholic? That's right. Put some respect on it, Ed. Yeah.
Only his mom and you know it for me.
And the warden.
And the state of Missouri.
On the 15th, scientists report the average penis length has grown 24% in recent decades.
Not in my house.
Call it disturbing.
Well, maybe that's just guys trying to get the rumor, Ed. Because, look, this is a self-report. This is something that gets mailed to your house. And
I've never gotten that flyer.
And it's anonymous. And who's going to say, oh, you know, it's like 3.5. Like, everyone puts 6 inches. How big's your dick? It's 6 fucking inches. Okay? And you don't have to. I'm just letting you know it's 6 inches. Everybody wants the rumor. They're on the Brian Beckner rumor train. And so they lie. They're not honest on the questionnaire.
It's like 5'6", guys, and they say, what's your height? And he's, they say 5'8".
That's right.
That's what they do.
That's right.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
That's right. I can't imagine. On the 25th, Saudi-backed Live Golf lost in the ratings battle to America's Funniest Pets. And we lost 3 legends in February. On the 2nd, Lanny Poffo, the wrestler, 68 years old.
The poet.
The 12th, Trugoy the Dove from De La Soul, 54 years old. And the 15th, one of the all-timers, Raquel Welch, 82 years old.
Raquel Welch, what a piece.
Yeah.
I mean, and, like, kept it together late into life. She still looked real good.
She was one of those in her 60s and 70s that you're just like, yeah, no, I get it. You know, sometimes you'll see somebody was famous when they were in their 20s and 30s. Yeah. You see them in their 60s. You're like, that just looks like an unmade bed.
Yep.
Not Raquel.
No.
She care of business.
She kept it tight. Now, Lanny Poffo, he was brother to the great Randy Poffo, a.k.a. well-known St. Louis Cardinals minor leaguer, Randy Poffo, a.k.a. the Macho Man.
Randy Savage?
Yes.
Am I off? I barely. It wasn't Lanny Poffo tiny.
No,
and Randy was like big.
No, I think they were both about the same size. Not tiny and not huge like the other guys. But Lanny
just showed up late for the nickname day when they're like, "We'll just make you Leaping Lanny."
Well, yes. Here's the problem with Leaping Lanny's issue is he was a jobber. So he never had a gimmick that really caught on. So he was Leaping Lanny.
He just had to jump a lot.
Right. He was Leaping Lanny. Eventually, I believe he became like the graduate or the.
Oh, he went to grad school.
The professor or something. He had like some. Because he had some kind of like. He was learned.
Oh.
And his gimmick was being learned, which I don't think goes
so
too far.
So he could read.
Yeah. He could read. Then he had an interesting turn as I believe he was the poet.
Oh.
And he would come out, and his gimmick was to read a poem prior to his
Sounds
matches,
terrible.
Which is like,
so now it makes him a heel. That makes him a heel.
Right. Well, and also the, his,
look at that guy reading words.
Yeah, much like the American Gladiator that's behind the paper, his opponent's like, oh fuck, I better win this or I'm going to get sucked off. Holy shit. This guy's fucking reading poetry. He's letting me know.
And he's looking at me while he's doing it.
Yeah, he's letting me. He's got a mustache.
You think you're better than me?
Yeah.
You think you're better than me, poetry guy? Yeah.
R.I.P. Leap and Lanny. And also, shout out to our friend Ryan Azonka Cruz from Montecito, because he sent me some meat sticks that I reviewed on my meat stick review channel on Instagram. And one of them, I believe he tried to poison me with, because he said, well, he goes, hey, I'm going to send you some meat sticks. And then like a year later, the meat sticks showed up and I compared them to the picture that he sent me the year before. And these are like some local Santa Barbara meat sticks. And it was the same meat sticks. Okay. They were at least a year old.
They were aged.
Yeah. So when I went to eat,
you got
to
show the morning paper with the meat sticks.
It's true. Yes. Yeah. It was a mistake. And knowing that, I still bit into one and it was an unpleasant experience. So I think to make up for that, he texts me one day. He goes, hey, do you like vinyl records? You're into vinyl. And I go, yeah. And then a couple days later, Randy Macho Man Savage's solo album showed up in my...
Is it spoken word?
In my mail. I know. I believe it's music. But the thing is, I think it's going to be a collector's item. So I'm afraid to... I don't want to open it.
It's unopened?
It's unopened.
That's branded. Amazing.
I know. So thank you for that, Ryan Azonka Cruz. I don't think I ever formally thanked you for... And I don't think I ever formally shamed you for attempting to murder me with those Montecito meat sticks.
In March 10th, a 31-year-old married Connecticut lunch lady texted a 14-year-old boy, want to see something? And bombarded him with news.
God damn.
With Sloppy Joe's in the picture or just on the side or those little weird rectangular slices of pizza? What was she sending him?
I got to say, I would have looked at just about any nude when I was 14. Yeah. However, the lunch ladies at our place, the pork roll twins, they used to eat raw meat and they looked awful. They'd be making hamburgers and they just take a fistful for themselves.
We had lunch ladies in elementary school and then I never saw another one the rest of my life.
Oh, they were there. They were there. Did you guys have that that chocolate cake with the white frosting?
Oh, yeah.
That was like a big that's who baked that.
Treat.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah, but they just had it sitting there.
Somebody made it.
I don't know.
Well, you know what?
Nobody would be putting them out there.
To make it.
Yeah.
I guess or go to Ralph's and buy it.
Well, they might have made it like at the district office,
the local kitchen.
Yeah, but I remember in elementary school they would I don't know if it was a punishment or what, but sometimes you would go help make the lunches and I got sent to do it a few times and I would just be fucking up the tater tots as they came through. I mean, I'd be like two for me, one for you. I mean, it was
cool tater tots.
It was like
legit.
Jason Stewart's that favorite sitcom. Like, I was like Lucy Ricardo there with the tater tots. Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like let's give Brian something to do. He's really disrupting class.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
send him to the district lunch assembly.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. And
give him some tater tots to work on.
And she was no prize, by the way. This wasn't what was going on in Connecticut.
What was up with Ethel Mertz, by the way?
No. The Mertzes
were like grandparents, like
but they weren't.
They were much
but
older,
friend,
right?
They weren't. If you take a good look at Ethel, she was all right.
Oh, wow, I always thought that Ed, much like you did, when I was subjected to I Love Lucy, literally the worst,
agreed,
narrative television program ever put to film. I was always like, why are they hanging out with these old people? In retrospect, I think Fred Mertz was like 40. He just looked 70 years old.
He should be in the bracket.
Yes.
Old William Frawley loved the old cough medicine. He was a big boozer.
Oh, was he? Okay, I'm putting him on the Fred Mertz. Oh, yeah. Fred Mertz is going on the list here.
Take me out and put Fred Mertz
in. Are you? I mean, we could recap the list if you'd like.
Telly needs one.
On the 12th. Everything Everywhere All at Once took home all the Oscar awards on the 19th after revealing it's not gay to get blown by dudes as long as you don't make eye contact. Diplo ran the LA Marathon on LSD. On the 21st, Guy Fieri announced he no longer owns bowling shirts. I'm a t-shirt and jeans guy.
Yeah.
On the 23rd, Aaron Hernandez's brother DJ threw a brick through ESPN's headquarters window with a note attached and to all media outlets. It's about time you all. And then he said, realize the effect media has on all family members. He spelled realize R-E-A-L-E-Y-E-S, real eyes. Yeah. And the AFFECT effect media has on all family members.
Yes.
And on the 30th, on baseball's opening day, a Dodger fan jumped the outfield wall and tried to propose to his girlfriend, but got perfect by the security guard.
That's right. That's when I came up with my very, very wise choice that we hire Vontaze Burfict to be a security guard somewhere.
Would you go on the field if you knew Vontaze was just like he's in a pen, like a little kid, like a penalty box. Yes. And the second that someone that's not supposed to be on the field, they raise the gate like the Rancor in Star Wars and here comes
Tez. In full uniform, by the way.
Yeah. He's like Antonio Brown.
He's like Terry Tate office linebacker, but much scarier because it's Tez.
On the 3rd, Tom Sizemore, 61 years old. On the 9th, Robert Blake, 89. The 12th, Dick Fosbury, 78. The 17th, Lance Reddick from The Wire, 60 years old. 21st, Willis Reed, 80 years old. 29th, sadistic porn star Max Hardcore, 66 years old.
What made him? Well, never mind.
The brightest candles burn the quickest. Yeah.
Max Hardcore was one of those. You'd see that name, but you didn't know. And then you'd download a Kazaa or a LimeWire back in the day. Yeah, and you go, this is just regular ass porno. And then you'd open it, and you'd be like, my eyes! This can't be legal. True.
And anytime Willis Reed comes up, I always have to point out my buddy's wife, or my coworker's wife was a nurse, and she once applied a catheter to Willis Reed, and she described it as a forearm.
See, maybe it wasn't a knee injury.
Does that violate HIPAA? Is that a HIPAA violation that we know of?
I don't think he'd mind. No, guys, don't tell anybody.
He wanted the rumor.
Didn't he play like 4 minutes in that game and score 2 points?
Yes, the Willis Reed
overrated.
He scored the two opening buckets of the game.
4 points,
and that was it. 4 points, and it's called the Willis Reed game. And Clyde Frazier had 38 points, 19 assists, and like 9 rebounds. Yeah. And it's the Willis Reed game.
That's such bullshit. Mm-hmm. That's such bullshit.
My dad knew Dick Fosbury in high school. Just as a random aside.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Imagine if we're still doing the Western roll, though. I mean,
well, that's the only one I could do. Yes. You kind of fling your body over like 4 feet high.
Yeah, but that's as high as the game would go. But
to try to jump over it head first with your back to the pole?
Yeah. It's too technical.
Only Dick Fosbury could do it.
And that is one of those things. You guys would be shocked to know this. There's another Olympics coming up, okay? Awesome. I know we had an Olympics 8 months ago. There's another fucking Olympics happening this year or next year. It's soon. There's coming Olympics.
Oh, yeah, because of the pandemic, they bumped Japan a year. Yeah. So there's only 3 years between
Olympics. It's even sooner. And the one thing, look, everyone knows I hate the Olympics, and I root against the United States and everything except hockey. But the one thing that is kind of fun to watch is the fucking high jump. These guys can do almost
8 feet.
Track and field. Yes, I love track and field.
Yes, it's a freakish. Well, the shouts out to Sergey Bubka, obviously. Oh. But the pole vault is kind of scary because you always think that thing's going to snap.
You stick your feet up.
It goes into their balls every once in a while.
Yeah, it does. When they go over the thing. But the high jump.
I know who Sergey Bubka was.
Well, he was the world record holder.
80s. Yeah, he's why do I remember a pole vaulter from 40 years
he
ago?
He was the world record holder until recently. Yeah, but who cares?
I don't know who the world record holder was.
He kept breaking records. Yes. Every week, SportsCenter would be talking about a new record.
Sergei Bubka. I mean, he was part of the Soviets. He was part of the Red Army team, Trev. Give it up for Sergei Bubka.
All right. My bad.
In April 3rd, UConn defeated San Diego State in the NCAA championship.
Bullshit. On the 10th.
They still have that?
Bullshit. How did Donyell Marshall have 38 points in that one?
It's aside from the UConn part. You can, that's the best sporting event ever, the tournament. It's the best.
It is kind of good. It's good for betting. It's good for betting.
Great for betting.
It's just not, you just don't know the players like you used to.
Because all the good ones aren't there anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's an issue.
On April 10th, the Dalai Lama kissed a 10-year-old Indian boy and asked him to suck his tongue. On the 11th, former Astro Evan Gattis admitted on Twitter that the Astros cheated against the Dodgers in 2017 NLCS. On the 26th, good news, James Corden finally ended a CBS show. And on the 28th, a woman had a full body orgasm during the LA Philharmonic performance.
Impossible. I've never been to the LA Philharmonic. There's no way. There's no way that could happen.
We played the audio clip. Yeah. It was a guttural yell. She was really into it.
I have seen the LA Phil. I saw him once. Yeah. I saw him at the Hollywood
Gustavo
Bowl.
Dudamel?
It was Gustavo Dudamel. Yeah.
He's moved on, by the way.
Yeah, I know. He's no longer here.
Yep.
It was fun, but nobody came during the performance. At least, not that I know.
Have the language.
We're talking about the
people
lady.
People are listening to this show. Not okay to say? Oh my god!
No one reached Xanadu. Yeah. It's a nice show.
On the 10th, we lost Al Jaffe, the Mad Magazine famous artist, 101 years old. On the 13th, Mary Quant, 93 years old. She invented the mini skirt. Great inventor. 25th, Harry Belafonte, 96. And on the 27th, Jerry Springer, 79 years old, paid for a hooker with a personal check. Yeah.
What kind of hooker takes a check, by the way?
Well, Cincinnati. You know, shit's wild back there. They're just across the river. He went across the river.
They'll never trace it back to me.
I'll never forgive Jerry Springer for tricking me with the Reverend Bud Green, who was my favorite guest on the show. He would come out, he would light up that joint, and it was only later that I learned that he was a completely made-up character, much like everyone else on the show.
I was going to say, you mean unlike everyone else?
Very sad.
Complete joke. In May, Jackson Mahomes on the 3rd was charged with aggravated sexual battery. On the 4th, a giant penis was mowed into the lawn at King Charles's coronation site the day before the ceremonies.
Yes.
On the 7th, A's broadcaster Glenn Kuiper blurted out the hard R in a game describing a visit to the Negro Leagues Museum in Kansas City. Yeah. He was eventually fired.
The thing is, you got it in your you have it.
You
in
use
your,
the word.
It's around.
Yeah.
You know.
He was hard R adjacent as he was talking about that museum and don't say that, don't say that. Yeah. And it came out and he's like, we're going to put you on suspension. And then quietly they're like, yeah, he was fired.
You would expect Glenn Kuiper to be a little more tolerant being a guy with a brother named Dwayne. Right? Like you think
D-U-A-N-E. Not even the cool.
Having a brother named Dwayne.
Like D-Wayne.
Yes. If you have a Lamont or a Dwayne in your family, you're a fucking ally. You should be an ally. Do better, Glenn.
On the 14th, Ja Morant was suspended a second time by the NBA for flashing a gun yet again in an Instagram story. On the 16th, Jimmy Fallon became the first late night host to stop paying his writers during the writer's strike.
True piece of shit.
And on the 31st, after news broke that his friend, 79-year-old Robert De Niro just welcomed a new baby. 82-year-old Al Pacino announced he had knocked up his 29-year-old girlfriend.
He's an absentee landlord. Now, look, Ja Morant, much like I want credit for when it's eventually determined. Who's the guy? He was on the Texans and they loved him and now they hate him. He's on the Browns and he would go get
Watson.
Yeah, he would go get massages and he'd be like, you know what hurts? The inside of my asshole. Could you get in there with the finger? Just get right in there. I've strained my prostate in practice the other day. So get in there with at least two fingers and really get that asshole real good for me. And these chicks would be like, no, you called me last week and tried me to get me, stop pushing your penis towards me. So, I would like to take credit as being the first to say publicly that this man has CTE. He has brain trauma from playing too much football, which has caused him to not be able to act normally. He has impulse control issues. This Ja Morant came back just this week, and look.
Pretty good player.
He's really good. He went off this week.
He's good.
And then I just saw he made a dunk or a layup, and then he turned, and then he did finger guns to the crowd.
He's an entertainer, Bri.
He's finger gunning people.
So I read like a long profile piece in ESPN a couple months ago, and his dad is like the absolute reason for all this bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
His dad is like, oh, don't worry about the walkthrough or practice. Let's go to the club, celebrate your good performance. Like, his dad is the one dragging him to the clubs and stuff. His dad's a huge piece of shit.
See, because I had read that Ja Morant is one of these guys that kind of had sort of a middle class upbringing, you know, that, and I think he's from like Chicago or something, but he just kind of had like a normal middle class two parent family. And part of his deal is like, I want to seem street or harder, but maybe that's his dad's thing too. Like, his dad's like, oh, we got some money now.
They made it seem like his dad's like, all right, our ship has come in, now it's time to live the life we always wanted. Like, his dad is bad news.
Look, I'm doing that if my kids hit, like, Ed, your kid's a pretty good guitar player. Like, if something happens, you know, he owes your ass.
Yeah, he owes you.
He owes you. He needs to take care of you
after everything you've done for him.
That's right.
Just real quick before we move on to the other stuff, I just want to make sure that everybody knows that Jimmy Fallon really sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in an aggressive way. He has a new State Farm commercial where he just appears and he does the thing that he does where he sings and it's supposed to be entertaining, but it's aggressively off-putting. I just feel like that needs to be said.
He's just missing that one element. Yeah. Entertaining.
Yes.
You're right.
If he could just fix that.
But if he stands next to someone who can do a thing and stick his face in the camera frame, then he gets credit for it.
It's not only that, which I agree, yes, he's awful, but he is single-handedly responsible for foisting Justin Timberlake on the world. Because Justin Timberlake, he was like, ha, look at me, I'm singing it. He's like singing songs, right? And he's like, look at me, I can dance. And Jimmy Fallon's like, hold on, everybody. He's also really funny.
He's a personality.
Yes. And now he's everywhere, shoving his stupid face in the camera. He's at the fucking Dodger game.
Jessica Biel's shoving, pretty good looking.
Yeah, well, she's got some big shoulders, though.
That's okay.
You notice that?
It's okay.
Is she a swimmer?
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
I like
it's, yeah.
I like her.
No, yeah, I like her. Yeah, she's okay. Calm down. Ed, what else?
We've lost three people in May. On the 6th, Vida Blue, three-time World Series champ, 73 years old. On the 18th, Mr. Spousal Abuse Hall of Famer, Jim Brown, 87 years old. Yeah. And on the 24th, Spousal Abuse Victim Hall of Famer, Tina Turner, 83 years old.
What a legend, Tina Turner. R.I.P. Vida Blue was one of those guys that I thought he might have played in the 40s. I mean, I know I've seen pictures of him in that sweet A's gear, but I didn't realize he's only 73. That's pretty young.
Vida Blue
right.
felt like he played in the 30s, but he played in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yes, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
It was just a baseball name you always knew about. Name.
Great.
What
good
a
pitcher.
Fucking name.
Good hit, too.
Vida Blue? Get the fuck out of here with great that name. Who's got a better name than that, Vida Blue?
Don't marry Jim Brown.
Yeah. No, we don't have to worry about that anymore.
You don't even have to marry him. Yeah. Don't get in contact with him. Yeah.
Or check into a second floor hotel room.
Even if you're not married. He didn't need a marriage certificate to throw that woman off the balcony.
We'll take a ground floor room, please.
Oh, it's Mr. Brown, first floor, we're assuming.
In June 2nd, Jorn Vandersloot was severely beaten and approved in prison, then was extradited to the United States. On the 6th, Live Golf merged with the PGA Tour. On the 10th, McDonald's launched the Grimace Shake in honor of his birthday. Ronald is no longer part of the advertising plans.
Because he's a clown. That's bullshit.
He's a clown.
Yeah.
Nobody needs clowns.
Yeah, that's true.
The 13th, except for our dear friends, the Juggalos.
That's different. We're down with the clown, and that's
Shaggy Two Dope.
Yeah.
The 13th, Denver Nuggets beat the Heat in 5 games to win the title. On the 21st, the Stephen F. Austin assistant bowling coach was removed from the job after having an affair with one of the women on the team coached by his wife.
He made a weird choice.
Was it a bad choice?
We spent like 20 minutes on the team website and looked at all the we tried to decide which one it was.
We kind of figured it out, I think. And it was not the
There was some chumminess with one of the girls in some of the pictures with this guy.
Have somebody sent me this on Twitter the other day? Are you guys familiar with the might have been our dear friend Fados that passed us along, and I already got Ben 906 to weigh in on it. But you know how bowling pins work, right? They got that machine. Yeah. It used to be a kid,
right?
That would re-rack them every time.
Pin monkey.
Yeah. He would re-rack them.
I hope this didn't happen in your lifetime, did it?
What, the kid?
Have you been bowling where there's a kid?
No, but I watched a whole video on this. I watched a whole video.
Okay.
Then they came out with the machine, and the machine is actually kind of complicated, and you need a guy, and it's always breaking. So the re-racker machine, you need an in-house mechanic to always be cranking on the pin re-racker, and they're expensive. Well, now they've come out with a new method, and you're going to hate this. The pins are attached to strings up above. And you knock down the pins and you just hit a button and whichever strings, you know, it pulls the ones fell down out of the way. And then you try to get a spare and then it just drops the string. There's no way
that's
pins attached to strings. The strings are going to take out the other pins.
There's no way they'd play regulation leagues with strings.
No. Well, they're talking about it. They're talking about it.
No.
Anyway,
speaking of bowling.
Yeah.
I went bowling this afternoon and had a personal best.
Stop.
179.
Shocked. No, 135.
Oh, that's great.
I just try to break 100. Try to break 100.
No, I have so much respect for you, Ed, because that's a respectable score, but it's not too good.
I was in a league, bro.
I know. I'm disgusted.
Do you know that about me, Ed?
Yes, and your poor wife, who's very competitive. Susan Rogers.
The most competitive person I've ever met in my life.
I bet she can bowl. She's also very athletic.
She's pretty good.
Yeah.
Throws the ball hard, harder than me.
Yeah, it doesn't.
We were called Strike Force, Ed.
Never meet your heroes. Never meet your heroes. Yeah, this is
pretty
sad
depressing. Yes.
We had shirts.
On the 28th. Yankees pitcher and domestic abuser Domingo Herman pitched the 24th perfect game in Major League history. Remember when that dude ruined the perfect game?
Jim Joyce.
And they're like, don't worry, he'll get another one. He's out of the league.
Armando Galarraga.
Yeah. Jim Joyce fucked him. And also, why? It was the last out of the game. Why couldn't all the other umps be like, hey, Jim,
you missed it.
You missed that one. This fucking kid's got a perfect fucking game going. How about we just say that you fucked up? Right here in front of the Detroit Tigers, Comerica Park,
end of the game.
Whatever it is.
Second thought, the game's over. Perfect game. Congrats.
And then he bitched out and cried the next day.
Yes.
What a wuss.
I kicked it.
Yeah.
Fucking umps.
Shut up.
Yes. Shut up.
With his Hulk Hogan mustache.
Yep. Yes.
On the 28th, human remains and broken subparts were found in the failed Titanic tourism submersible.
Remember that?
And that was a big deal for like 3 days.
It was.
And
they
like,
deserved
well,
it.
Who are these dipshits? Yes.
That from the moment I was reading something on the line the other day about that, and everybody that is an actual seagoing expert was like, this is going to be a disaster. This is going to be something ends tragically. Everybody knew it was going to happen. And when it happens, it's kind of like, that's on you.
Yeah, that's
like
on
that,
you.
I don't, there. Yeah. That's one of the few times that multiple people are killed where you're like, eh.
Happens.
Go in that sub.
You know who that doesn't happen to?
Me.
Me. Exactly. Not happening.
A tough way to go. On June 30th, the Thai gardener bled to death after chopping off his penis with a weed whacker.
We got deep on that. It was
inadvertently?
Yeah, it was a bladed weed whacker.
Oh, no, use the string.
I think the blade shot off of it right into the dude's dick. Yeah.
Yeah, and like he dropped and nobody found him. Yeah.
Look, this is why OSHA exists. Yeah. I don't mean to get like political, but there's a reason there are like standards for machinery in this country.
Yeah, yeah. It's the reason why F1, the wheels are tethered to the car, right? It's similarly the blade of the weed whacker. Now, I will say this, good rumor candidate here, because if you're to cut your dick off and have you bleed to death, you gotta have a thick ass vein on that dick. You gotta be,
a blood pumping.
Yeah, you gotta be dicked up to bleed out from the dick. You gotta have a fat dick. So props to this guy.
And, you know, I'm not proud of it, but my first instinct when I hear Ty Gardner is not pieced up.
Yes. No, I agree. Yeah, yes. Like yes, I know. Yes, he doesn't. You're right. The Ties are not known, not like the Congolese.
Oh, is that the sweet spot?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that the Congo was known. Oh, I didn't know that. Did it? No. No.
Yeah.
You got to garden very carefully in the Congo. Yeah. You did. Yeah. In June, we lost an interesting bunch. On the 7th, the Iron Sheik, 81 years old. Yeah. On the 10th, Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, 81 years old. So, yeah. They were the same age. Wow.
Whoa. Yeah.
The 16th, Daniel Ellsberg, hero. He exposed the Pentagon Papers, 92 years old. 27th, Ryan Mallett, 35 years old, drowned. The former Arkansas Patriots quarterback.
So tall.
And 29th, great actor, Alan Arkin, 89 years old.
He's good. Going Gary, going Ross.
I feel like he was appropriately aged.
89.
He was the age I thought he was.
Yeah, yes, but he also looked like he was 87 in Glenn Ross, and that came out in 1992. So, you know.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he just had a long run at being in his 80s. Good for him.
If anybody's ever bored, read about the Unabomber's brother, who's actually far, far, far stranger than the Unabomber.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He's the one that ratted him out.
He's the one that turned him in. He lived in a hole in the desert. Okay, and I'm not like, you know, the shack that the Unabomber lived in, everybody's like, okay, he lived in the shack, which he did.
Yeah.
This guy lived in a 10-foot by 10-foot by 6-foot deep hole in the desert for a year.
It's cooler.
But he just lived out there in solitude for a year just to see what it was like. Yeah.
Yeah.
They must have some really cool parents.
Mr. and Mrs. Kaczynski might not have been great.
No. Because Ted, he got MK'd. He got MK'd at Harvard.
Yes.
And came back a different person, which will happen when they traumatize you with massive doses of LSD.
Right.
You know, it kind of changes you.
I don't know if the brother got that.
The brother might not have got it, but maybe Mr. and Mrs. Bomber.
So it was Ted Kaczynski and Cary Grant, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Died a virgin, I learned from Ted Kaczynski. Never got a single piece of ass. Although, kind of better. Right? Because it's like the junkie chasing the dragon. Oh. You're always trying to get that first high again.
Yeah.
But this Ted Kaczynski, he never felt the embrace. He never penetrated the lips.
Can you imagine though?
Yeah.
There was a woman out here who had carnal knowledge of Ted Kaczynski.
Yes.
They're like, oh, we've caught the Unabomber. Look at this monster. And she's like, oh, I fucked him.
Yeah, I fucked the shit out of him.
The lips?
Yeah. Jeez, Trav. Well, you don't say it back to me. I say it for effect.
I understand, but it caught me by surprise.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let's cleanse our palate. Travis is ruining our talk show here. Let's cleanse our palate by doing a few voicemails, catching up with all of our friends that wanted to reach out for the first show of the year.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish. His thoughts are useless shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa, he's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa.
Okay, a couple of quick voicemails here. Here we go.
Hey, Ed and Brian. Mateo checking in.
Hey, how you doing, Mateo?
It's the 22nd of December. We're just 3 days away from Christmas. I wanted to call up here near the end of the year, wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and thank you both for all your efforts in 2023. It's been a great year. 500 episode milestone. Fantastic. Hey, I was just finishing up episode 503, and you had mentioned that Nick Castellanos,
our guy,
official baseball player.
Consider myself a man of faith.
He's not going to die a virgin.
Well, I would nominate one Jim Leland, recently elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame, to be the official baseball manager of the Baller Lifestyle podcast.
Sure.
Not just because he smoked heaters in the dugout, but that video where he is just reading the riot act to Barry Bonds. It was fantastic. He took Bonds to task, telling him to get the fuck out of there. It was great. I love it. You know, everybody knows Bonds was kind of a dick, so I'm sure he deserved it. So, hey, I'm throwing out Jim Leland to be the official manager. Let me know what you guys think. Hey, and again, I hope you had a great Christmas. Enjoy the new year. Looking forward to spending a lot of time in 2024 listening to the podcast. Take care, gentlemen.
I appreciate it, Mateo.
Thanks, Mateo.
But we're Gabe Kapler guys over here. He dyes his beard and he wears
the glasses.
He wears glasses, so you he lets you know. He goes, look how smart I am, guys.
Well,
I'm real smart over here.
It's one reason.
Yeah. Oh,
does he read better? Poetry like the wrestler?
Yeah, he might, like Lanny Poffa. He also has flowers tattooed on his hand.
Sure.
So, which is perfectly normal.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Okay. Thanks for that, Mateo. Here's another one.
Hey, what's up, boys? It's Drew in Houston. Hey, I don't know.
How long? This
he's going to drop some money references. That's right.
It's there's 2 minutes and 8 seconds in this voicemail.
35 seconds.
How long before you're taking the
under
on 35? Ed, you like the over on that? Or you want to be
I'm
even?
I'm going to take slight over. I think he's got a point to make, and then he's going to crowbar in the money aspect.
Okay, that's it. That's it.
I'm so far behind, and I don't know when this is going to air, but you guys talking about the back in the day, dad's catching a 502.
Oh yeah.
That had me rolling, because that was like kind of a thing that happened in our small town. My old man had never been busted, you know, that way, but not that I wasn't afraid every time I got into the truck with him, because, you know, I grew up a product of,
here we go,
these old Texas redneck, 70s Texas redneck hippies.
Fuck yeah.
So it was a weird mixture of redneck country, but also hippie culture. It was just it was a vibe. It was a time. But I always remember my dad, he would pick me up and dude would be like Chinese eyed on his homegrown.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it was one of those things I was just deathly afraid that we were going to go to jail at any point in the late 70s and early 80s. Yeah, it was pretty traumatic, and I've tried to block it out, but talking about it to a bunch of strangers on the internet, you know, on a podcast, I guess kind of helps. But I appreciate everything you guys do. Yeah, my dad never got arrested for anything, you know, illicit like that. But he, I do remember us having to get him out of jail for getting arrested for poaching. probably a worse offense in South Texas than any kind of booze, pills, drugs, or anything like that. It was an interesting night. They were caught spotlighting deer in a neighboring ranch by the game warden and got thrown straight into jail. So, appreciate everything you do. Here's to a great 2024. Already kind of half-assed on 75 hard.
That's right.
Before the end of the year. And anyway, love it. You guys have a good one. Bye.
All right, Drew. Love you, buddy.
Thanks, Drew.
I didn't know that Drew was married to the dad from Danny Champion of the World. That's fantastic.
Poaching.
Yeah. Is a baller offense.
That's a baller.
Yeah, that is true.
That's awesome.
Okay, a couple of emails.
Respect the hell out of that one.
Me too. Brian, listening to you describe zipping up your penis was so well described, it made my dick hurt.
Wasn't that good?
You do a good job with describing things. It also reminded me of the worst penis trauma I've ever endured. I was in Cancun with my family and extended family at an all-inclusive resort. I was wasted and decided to swim out to these giant inflatables they had in the ocean for kids to play on. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yes, I do. They are like bounce houses in the ocean for kids. I climb up to the top of the highest one and proceed to act like a jackass for everyone on the beach to see. I slip and fall from the tallest one down to the lower one and somehow manage to land penis first on the lower inflatable. The entire tip of my dick was swollen black and blue. It hurt for at least 2 weeks every time it touched anything. Needless to say, there is a reason those things are for kids and not 300-pound adults. P.S. I disagree strongly with Steve. No one is beating Wilford Brimley being 40 in Cocoon and 50 filming the diabetes commercials. Also,
he was 50 in Cocoon.
Yeah,
he looked like shit then, but he wasn't 40.
He was 49. Also, it wasn't bass from Steve. My opinion is what? Wait, oh, it wasn't bass from Steve. My opinion is he was driving a vehicle with a loud engine. Oh, it's very specific. P.S.S. You need Ed. He remembers all the names of every obscure TV character ever. He would have for sure remembered not only the name of the show character from Oz, but also the actor that played him. Of course he would. Ryan O'Reilly? Well, I don't know what he's talking about.
Was there discussion that you were getting rid of me?
No, I think maybe I said...
You need Ed. After all, he might know a character from Oz.
Maybe I said something about Oz on one of the bonus prizes or something. Yeah. You weren't there to say it. I don't know how to get a hold of Jay Stu, but I'll keep him in my prayers. I don't know him, but from my very first days listening to the Rome Show as a teenager, I feel like all you guys have been part of my life for most of it. I'm also always touched by his openness about his son's autism. As the father of an autistic son, I know those struggles. All the best to him and his family. And I believe Jay Stu's doing pretty well. You guys should follow him on Instagram.
He gave us a positive update. Right before Christmas.
Yeah. He's had at this point a good outcome from his surgery, and it's only going to get better from there. Last thing, I'm typing all this from my phone because our shitty internet is out. That's how much I love what you guys do. Merry Christmas and a very happy New Year's. Looking forward to getting rid of some of that extra weight just as soon as I get back from a cruise on January. Okay. He sent like 3 emails and I included them all. I was listening to Brian's dilemma about the windshield.
Oh, yeah.
I really fucked this up.
Yeah, you did.
I get sent to Canada for work 1 to 2 times a month. They use sand and rocks there on the roads in the winter to keep the vehicles from losing traction. So needless to say, you get a lot of window dings and such on the rental cars. Almost every time I rent a car there, the rental company tries to get me to pay for something. Unless I know for a fact I caused the damage, I just tell them I'll report to my insurance company. They are trying to commit insurance fraud. It works every time. It's not my fault Canada is a wild place, and I feel like dealing with this stuff is just the cost of doing business. But I was also encourage you to video the whole outside of any rental or loaner before you take it. That's something I also do so they can't pull one over on me. Keep up the good work. Merry Christmas. Very happy New Year. That's from our buddy Matt. Thanks, Matt. Here's another one.
Thanks, Matt.
Yo, put me on the mailing list. Aren't we supposed to provide a random celebrity we don't like to be eligible for the watch, or am I making that up? I don't like Kristen Bell. I think she thinks she's a lot funnier than she is. Opinions. Also, Brian, you ruined a Christmas parade for me. My wife is from a small town, and they have this lovely Christmas festival every year. They shut down downtown and have a Santa and various merchants selling all kinds of shit. My young children love it. The night of the festival, they have a parade. The joy on my children's faces as they watch the floats go by was a very special thing to see while I was enjoying a few Coors Yellow Bellies. As a result of said beer, I had to pee. I sauntered on over to the nearest porta potty. As I opened the door, the unmistakable smell that can only come from a toilet used all day after people have been consuming nothing but fried food and domestic beer. I couldn't help but remember you telling Travis about how anything you smell is basically particles of what you're smelling getting into your nose. I didn't smile that much at the parade after that realization. Thanks, dude. That's from Adam in Houston.
Just science.
It is. Hi, guys. This is Nate from Boulder, longtime Red Circle sub. Please don't enter me into the Luke Leon drawing because I don't care for watches or jewelry. Well, too late, Nate. You're in. Let it go to someone who wants to peacock it. The reason I email is to ask for the sports gear website address that Ed was promoting. Oh, I said it to him, by the way.
And me. I asked for it too, Ed.
Always interested in deals and sticking it to the evil corpse. That's from Nate. Thanks. Finally, Ed, the music edition.
Baby's choice. It's a choice I make. Baby's choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
Ed, this is a real Sophie's choice. Mike D or Ad Rock, you're walking up. There's Mike D's peeing at one urinal. And because they want everyone to know that they're not homosexuals, they leave a urinal in the middle and Ad Rock's at the other one. You walk up right in between. You don't give a shit. Whose dick are you checking out, Ed?
I love the Beastie Boys. Love them, love them, love them. Mm-hmm. But if I had to say my favorite Beastie Boy, it was always Ad Rock. So I'm checking out Ad Rock.
Wow. Nice. Next, how fucking rich is this guy?
What's his age? I can't explain. He was young.
Oh, no. Back when he did. That's a wrong song.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God I'm here.
How about this one? Right.
No.
Well, it's on the other board. That's the problem with these.
How rich is this guy?
Hold on. Oh, right here.
There it is.
How fucking rich is this guy? I can't figure it out. I guess I'll try. Is he worth a billion or maybe just a million?
How fucking rich is this guy? Ed. Shaggy Two Dope, dear friend of the show, shouts out to Pearl Harbor.
Shout out to Pearl Harbor.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way. How fucking rich
this do you... This is a weird one.
Yeah.
Because it's not like they're ever doing a Vegas residency with the ICP.
But hold on.
They don't play Madison Square Garden or the Forum or whatever the building is.
They do the Gathering. Every year they do the Gathering.
The Gathering in like some dirt stick town in the middle of nowhere, mm-hmm. right? And there's some money to be had, but like I think they're more famous than rich, and you got to divide it in half because he's half of.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he's worth... I'll say their combined net worth is 15, so I'll give them 7.5.
7.5 million. Travis Rogers, you don't have any idea who Shaggy Two Dope is, right?
I did not know who he was until he did the cameo for you guys. That's right. And now I know who he is. Shout out to Pearl Harbor.
Shout out
and
to Pearl Harbor.
That's worth $7.5 million on its own.
That's an important thing to shout out.
$7.5 million.
Yeah.
Joseph Utzler. This is like the time.
That's why he's Shaggy Two Dope.
This is like the time I saw K-Rock DJ Jed the Fish at Nordstrom. It's just like, I wish.
Rise above your moniker, Shaggy.
Yeah, it's just like, I didn't need, you know.
Jed the Fish a mess?
He just wasn't as cool as he sounded on the radio.
Jed him, fish him.
Yeah. Joseph Utzler, better known as Shaggy Two Dope, American rapper, record producer, DJ. And professional wrestler.
Whoa.
Shaggy Two Dope's net worth is $13 million.
Whoa. Congrats.
That's a nice.
Shout out Pearl Harbor.
Shout out to Pearl Harbor.
Shout out
your bank account.
Pearl Harbor. And finally, Scoop. I don't know who these people are. Hold on, Scoop. First of all.
Yeah.
Trav, you familiar with this song?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's good.
My ballers.
Keep it up. Keep it up. Chicken heads.
Get the clucking.
Chicken heads, get the clucking. Scoop it up. Scoop it up.
All your pictures. Oh, my God. Brad, please. Ed.
I don't know either of these people.
Louise Post or Nina Gordon. This is the.
I got to Google them. I don't know either.
No, hold on. Louise Post.
Louise Post?
Yep. She from the cereal magnet, Louise Post, American musician. She's got bangs. She's not bad.
And who's the other one?
We're not mad at her. Oh, she was in Veruca Salt.
She's Veruca Salt. Who's the other one? And yeah. Singer.
Yep. Nina Gordon. That sounds familiar. I'm probably.
Oh, she's also from Nina Gordon, another 90s rocker, right?
Yes. Yes. Nina Gordon.
Nina Gordon's the right answer.
It is? Okay, hold on.
Oh, she's also in Veruca Salt.
Oh, they're both in Veruca Salt. Well, boy, Lala, you're getting pretty weird with Veruca Salt. Are you not allowed in any of their shows? This is, I mean, you pick two chicks from the same band, and they're neither of them are household name. Like, of course, I've heard of Veruca Salt. Gordon. Yeah, she's hotter. Yeah. I mean, it's not like
chicken
you said
heads, chicken
it's,
heads.
It's not like you said Liz Phair, who everyone knows and everyone who knows. But you're picking two randos from Veruca Salt. I mean,
I knew the band Veruca Salt, of course. But I didn't know their name.
Yeah, put them on a watch list. Okay. Oh, quickly, Ed, one more thing before we get back into the year in review. Our dear friend, Canadian listener, Maddie LeBrant, sent us gifts, and he told me not to open this until the show. Okay. So look, yes,
Maddie, I both thank you and apologize. I didn't see any note saying don't open. So yeah. I opened this before Christmas.
Of course you did.
And it was a delightful Christmas now, treat.
Does it? Well, I'll just say this before I see it. Does this make up for the time that Maddie LeBrant fucked you on that Canadian shipping for your book plate, Ed? We actually lost money on the book.
He referenced the fact that, yeah, sorry, I'll never get a book plate. And now after getting this, you'll get a book plate, Maddie.
Oh, he didn't get it. I don't.
Is that Canadian newspaper?
Yes, this Canadian yeah, newspaper. Let's go. He lives in Ottawa.
A bunch of God. COLOUR.
I have a favorite CFL team. I have a favorite CFL team now because of
Blue Bombers.
Generosity.
Oh, Ed! We got ketchup chips.
Yep.
Let's get those open.
I think this is the first ketchup chip. This is the first time I've ever had a ketchup chip.
Oh, they're red.
Oh, pretty good. Hold on.
I liked it.
No.
Big Turk Turkish Delight candy. We're going to try that later.
These ketchup chips kind of sneak up on you like barbecue.
Oh, Smarties, but they look more
NHL
like
edition Smarties.
Yeah, jelly beans. These are different kind of Smarties. They got different candies up there? Oh, they're like Skittles, but different colors. Okay, hold on. Oh, no, they're M&M's.
Yeah, Smarties are like foreign M&M's.
Whoa. Ed, it's a Tie Cats hat. The Tiger.
Oh, you got a different one than me.
Oh, who'd you get? The Alouettes?
I got the Alouettes. I got Montreal Alouettes. I rocked a Montreal Alouettes hat yesterday. I was so proud.
Ed.
That's my new team.
Well, I'm a Tie Cats guy now.
I love it.
Trav's looking at me, and you could tell he's a little jealous.
It's really sweet.
Yes.
It truly is. Like, that's a really great hat.
Flex fit.
Yes.
It's a flex fit for my big old Irish head. It's
People
great.
Will ask about that. Oh, that's awesome.
I'm loving this hat.
Yeah. Maddie. Wonderful Christmas present.
Now, I have to.
Tiger cats. Very redundant.
Yes. Tiger is a cat.
Part of its charm.
I have to self-report something here, though. Because I love this hat. And I will be wearing it regularly. But I'm currently wearing an LA Kings Dustin Brown shirt. And I can't mismatch teams.
They're both black.
They're both black, but I got a Tie Cats hat and a Kings shirt. So I have to take the hat off for the rest of the show, but I will be wearing it as soon as I take the shirt off. I love this hat.
What color is the Alouettes, Ed?
It's a gray.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. I believe it's gray, but I remember it's a really good fit.
Gorgeous.
That's
gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm an Alouettes fan now.
We forgive you, Maddie, for fucking over Ed Daly on that, on the deal with this, with the Canadian postage on his book.
No, you'll get your book plate.
Nice. Very nice. Okay, Ed, what happened in July?
July 27th, a Florida manatee named Hugh died after having sex with his brother, Buffett, in an aquarium. The sex caused a tear in Hugh's ventral wall.
Wow. The brother.
Fucking your brother to death.
Yeah.
Tough one.
Yeah. Hugh. That's a bad deal. Now, I mean, are we eventually going to find out a similar end for either Taylor or Tyler Rogers?
the Sedins?
Taylor or Tyler Rogers, the what are they called again? The mirror image twins on the San Francisco Giants? I mean, it could be – or what about Ed's neighbor – Brook Lopez and his brother Robin,
the Morris twins in the NBA.
They go to Disney.
Hey, no, I'm cool with
they
the Morris
to
twins
together.
Yeah, they love Disney.
I had a dream about one of the Morris brothers.
You did? Which one?
I don't remember.
Markeith.
Was it Markeith?
Yes,
Markeith. Yeah. Yeah. It had to be Markeith.
Of course,
he was going to be my new co-host on the radio.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that could happen.
I don't know why I dreamt that, but I did.
Yeah, that's a strange dream.
I don't know if Marcus has feelings about that or not.
He's probably pissed.
So this was another one, Brian, and I did a deep dive on this guy. When told he was predicted to finish last in the American Athletic Conference, UNC Charlotte football coach told writers, "You guys suck. I would like to take whoever these writers who voted on that, hold them upside down by their ankles and smack their heads off the ground a couple times because they don't know shit."
That's right. It's Biff Pogey.
The Charlotte 49ers finished 11th out of 14. They didn't come in last.
He was right. Biff Pogey, that's a real coach. That's a real football coach.
It's a real, well, he looks exactly what a Biff Pogey would look like.
He does.
Exactly.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. Not like Jellyfish.
July 31st, Twitter changed its name to X, and only Jason Stewart has called it that.
No one calls it X.
Stu does.
Stu does, as does, I believe, Travis's co-host, Alan Sliwa. I believe he also refers to it as
My co-host X. on Locked on Rams does it as well.
He does. Uh-huh. Shut up. Uh-huh. No.
Shout out
co-host
to
on Locked on Rams?
Doug McCain, he's great.
I mean, I listen every week, obviously, but I must be a couple weeks behind. I'm always listening to Locked on Rams. D-Mac. I'm a huge Locked on Rams guy.
Who isn't?
Oh, yes. Now, is there... You put that out every week?
Every week.
What about on YouTube?
Every day.
Stop.
5 days a week.
Who wants that much Rams information?
11,000 people on YouTube.
Stop!
That's right.
Wow. Impressive.
That's
right. Yep.
What do you want to know about the offensive line?
Rob Havenstein, in or out this week?
He's in.
Okay.
RIP in July, the 21st, Tony Bennett, 96 years old, 23rd, Inga Swenson, a.k.a. Krause from Benson, 90 years old, the 26th, Sinead O'Connor, 56 years old,
very sad.
And the 30th, the great Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman, 70 years old.
Yeah, very sad. Did Krause, do we know if Krause had a long-time roommate? Was she survived by a long-time roommate?
All signs were pointing to that one.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Benson's foil.
Now Benson was a great show because he was the butler, right? He butled,
and then he became governor.
Yeah, he eventually became governor. That can happen.
Still makes a lot more sense than Bob Menendez's son becoming my congressman.
it's weird. Yes.
August 10th, O.J. Simpson blasted Henry Ruggs prison sentence of only 3 to 10 years. It just doesn't add up.
Well, sometimes the justice system works in weird ways.
Yeah,
maybe Henry Ruggs is going to steal some memorabilia the real sentence of
Where's my murdering suit?
He just wanted to steal. Look, I'm not here to defend OJ, but it was his stuff.
Yeah, people were making money on his stuff, you know? All he had to not do was say, "Don't let him leave." That's how they got him. Don't let him leave. Right. That was it. That was his mistake.
That's, in the world of basketball, they call that a makeup call.
Yes, exactly.
On the 17th, Chiefsaholic, Brian's favorite guy,
Xavier Bubadar,
indicted for robbery and money laundering.
Yes.
On the 20th. The Spanish soccer chief mouth raped one of the Spanish women's players after won the World Cup.
Look,
and mom went on a hunger strike.
Yeah,
right?
Look. Obviously, much like who's the dude with the big nose?
PK.
Who's
Gerard Depardieu?
Yeah,
Jamie Farr.
No. Jamie Farr. No. Adrian Brody. Much like what Adrian Brody did to Halle Berry at the Oscars. You can't just be grabbing broads and mouth sexing them like that. I agree. I will only say this. It happened in Spain. They got all sorts of different rules over there. He probably didn't know he couldn't do that. Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do, with Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus Daily's Choice, Ed's taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers, reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless.